Welcome to Coaching the Coach. I'm your host, Pete Townley, for the Upstate Performance Project. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. We are driving in the car again, as you can plainly hear on the return trip from Kansas. Now, I've mentioned before, but one thing I'd like to talk about, you know, these mobile episodes I do, if you're new to the podcast, I travel a lot. My kids live in a different state, and that's not ideal for them, for me, for anybody involved, but it's the situation I'm currently in, but it's also one of the main motivating reasons for trying to succeed in what I'm doing so that we can build up enough following online and things like that to where I can be with my kids more often. You know, as part of being an entrepreneur, part of being driving me to succeed and not letting me take my foot off the gas, quite literally right now, and stay focused on what my goals are, because at the end of the day, as you've heard me state, the goals are to be with my kids. And right now, you know, we're getting closer every day, and it's great. But like I said, going to visit them, the return trip's always kind of the kick in the pants. It's tough. But at the same time, it drives me, and it does not let me forget why I do what I do. So that being said, we are continuing our talk from the other day about following what you know is right and listening to yourself and being your own guru. Okay, that's going to be kind of the title of this episode, is be your own guru. So one of the things that we're going to talk about today is how to sift through some of the material that's out there, how to take some of the things that are out there and use them, but still be true to what you want to do and build it yourself. And I'll talk about why that's important and all of that good stuff in just a little bit. So, that being said, one of the things that I really want to get into here, and that I hope you guys do follow, is one of the announcements I made on the last podcast, which is we have some video diaries coming out. And Chelsea's already started hers. She doesn't have a lot going yet, but on her she's got a different Instagram page called, it's at CW_performance training. So go follow that if you're not already doing, at CW_performance training, where she's going to be chronicling, you know, her journey, her fitness, what she's doing to get ready to hopefully make it to the Olympic trials in the steeplechase. Her lifting, her eating, her running on the track training, all of that stuff, we're going to kind of put into her live diary. At the same time, you know, she's balancing running a gym. So she's got a very unique situation where she's trying to, train at a high level, but also build a brand. And that's hard to do. It's hard to know where to pour your energy. And so just giving you a little bit of insight into her journey and how she approaches it and the struggles she goes through to get done what she needs to get done. And still perform at a high level in both areas. And on my side, I'm going to start a page, or start more of a diary, journal, log, blog, vlog, whatever you want to call it, on my Instagram page. And that's at Pete_Townley, T-O-W-N-L-E-Y, at Pete_Townley, where you're going to see me going through the workouts that I put together, how I put them together for myself, the nutrition choices I'm making, but then also a lot of the business decisions that Chelsea and I make. So I want to do this for a couple reasons. One, you heard me say the other day in the podcast, Diffusion of Innovation, that modeling is one of the biggest things that we can do. So us as coaches, you guys who are coaches that are out there listening to this, if we model our behavior, that's great. That helps to cement that what we're talking about is valid and will work and all of that good stuff. But not only that, I mean, that's the main thing, right? But the other thing is, or the other half of it is just that your clients can see you and you're in shape, and they assume that everything else in your diet and in your lifestyle and everything is in order. They can see it. They can see the end product, and that's good. But they also want to see the process, and that I think helps take it to that next level. Gives you a more human side, which we know is something that people want to connect with. So that being said, I'm not going to go through and post every workout that I do. I'm not trying to give workout tips or say, save this workout for later, you know, bookmark it and save it for later. Try this one out next time you need an arm pump. Again, that's not at all what we're doing or what I'm doing. What I'm trying to show is that, you know, we talk about training like athletes all the time, right? We do a lot of heavy lifting. We do a lot of hard, high-intensity conditioning workouts. We do a lot of yoga and mobility. And we talk a lot about recovery and how they're all super important in order to get the goals that we want. In other words, we've said many times, our background in athletics has led us to understand that the reason athletes can do what they do at such a high level day in and day out is because of the recovery that they have and that they're taking care of everything in their health and managing their lifestyle. And some are better at it than others, right? So what we're, you know, trying to model here is that even though I may not be training for an athletic performance, you know, my training is going to be very athletic in nature. And in fact, most recently, my training has been very athletic in nature. I'm training to compete in weightlifting. Now, my new program that I'm going to be starting Monday is not necessarily a weightlifting specific program. Even though I do continue or do plan on competing, I've decided that, you know, competing is just going to be for fun for me. It's not something that I'm going to try to do and try to, yeah, I want to win and I want to put up big numbers, but those numbers are going to be all personal. So I'm going to be competing against myself. It's something I do enjoy doing, but it's not something that I want to dedicate all of my training to. And here's why. I have a lot of other training goals, and I've kind of pushed those other goals to the back burner because I've been chasing this weightlifting journey. And as you've heard me say, I got fairly far along about 5 years ago, and then I got banged up a couple different ways, you know, broke my rib in a Tough Mudder, tweaked my knee playing with my kid, hurt my shoulder, you know, playing volleyball in Breckenridge with the family. And so I did a lot of these things that kind of slowed down my training at that point. And that was at the same time I was ramping up my coaching, the strength coaching at the university. So I spent time where I could have been rebuilding and refocusing on my competitiveness and weightlifting, but I chose to kind of divert that energy more into the actual work I was doing. So I have felt in the last 4 or 5 years that I had some unfinished business with weightlifting, and I keep trying to come back to it. But one of the things that you're going to see in my video diary is simply the fact that we are trying to get a gym off the ground, and we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary. So I think at this point we can say we've done pretty well. We're not where we want to be. You know, we have big dreams, but you know, we're heading in the right direction and we're very happy with where we're at. That being said, we, you know, my personal lifestyle has taken a huge hit in the sense that I don't sleep very much, and we know sleep is very important for a lot of reasons, and I won't go into all those reasons now, but I don't get enough of it, and that affects me physiologically, it affects me emotionally, mentally, everything. But we have reached a point now where some of this is becoming a reality now, where I can open or I can go to bed earlier. There's other areas of the day that aren't as stressful because we have some help now. So we're growing to this point. So now's a good time for me to switch up my training and really go after some goals that I've always kind of had in the back of my mind. But at the same time, I want you guys to see, more importantly, the decisions that I make when it comes to my nutrition and how I put together my program to model what it is that we're doing. In other words, we train people athletically, I should be doing the same thing. And you guys are gonna see that on a much more broad, general scale than just my weightlifting training. That may not be as exciting. There will be still some Olympic lifts. I'm never gonna give up on those. But I just have a couple other goals that I wanna try to incorporate and do together at the same time. So that I'll explain more about that starting tomorrow. But in the meantime, go follow me at Pete_Townley. There's a lot, it's my personal Instagram page, so there's already a ton of stuff on there. But starting tomorrow, there's going to be some specific things that are going to be for this diary. And my story on there will be dedicated to that as well. So that being said, the other thing I want to announce that is almost done, or is done, but will be released tomorrow, is the back-focused weightlifting program. So I mentioned that we're going to be launching that this weekend. I don't think I'm going to be able to load it while I'm in the car here today, so I do have to wait till tomorrow. It is ready to go, and it'll be live tomorrow evening on the site for you to purchase for $10. And the program is designed specifically for weightlifters who have some problem areas. In this case, it's core and back, mainly back. How to bring up your back. And again, that's going to help you in the receiving position on your cleans and snatches, but also help in your overhead positions on your snatches and your jerks. Having that strong core foundation, mainly through the back and abs, are really going to make a huge difference. I've been doing this program along with some of the squat-based program that's coming next the last few weeks. You know, I started with the back, and then most recently I've done the leg focus or squat focus, and my back has not felt as strong as it is right now in years. And so I know it works. I'm excited about it. And so there's still a lot of cleans, a lot of jerks, a lot of snatches, a lot of accessories to the Olympic lifts. But don't expect this program necessarily to be specifically to increase your maxes on those two lifts. Although they probably will go up a little bit. They'll be going up because you're going to be more stable and more secure and probably more confident through your core and your back. And that foundation is going to be much stronger. So that will be released tomorrow evening, Monday. I believe that's the 16th. I can't check that while I'm driving. I think it's the 16th, Monday, September 16th. That probably around 6 o'clock Eastern time, it will be going live, 6 to 7, somewhere in that range. It will be up and ready to roll. So I will, of course, blast it all over social media when that's done. Okay, so getting into today's topic, one of the things that we see all the time, and I've talked about this on more than one occasion, is the are the ads that we see on Facebook and Instagram that are trying to sell you products or programs to help build your business, like how to get more people in your gym, you know, creating funnels, referral networks or referral funnels, click funnels, and also delivery systems, like just a system on how to deliver your product, and then marketing, how to market your product. So there's a lot of different products out there. Some of them try to do all three, some of them focus on one or the other, but they all have the same message. And so I'm not going to disparage any of them, and I'm not going to even say that some of them can't work. I think a lot of them are set up in a way, they seem very gimmicky to me, and I'm not saying that they are. So if you're listening and you've benefited from one of these programs, please comment on a, you know, or DM us on our social media. I'd like to know. I mean, honestly, I'd like to know if someone has done these and really had success. My contention is this: regardless of whether they work or not, now it is my opinion, I don't want to be a fence sitter here. I'll go ahead and put my foot down on the side I stand on, and that's simply I don't think a lot of those things are worth it, because I think a lot of those things are just clever ways to market a particular product, which again, selling a product is fine. But I think the way they go about it is, you know, there's a secret, and if you just buy my program, I'll tell you the secret. And so the way they're making their money is selling their program, which, okay, that may be obvious, but the secret is never something that's completely revolutionary. And if you know where to look and what to look for, you can find it on your own. Now, you may not want to take the time to do that, and you may have marketing budget money to spend on something like that. And if you spend it on something like that in the name of education to kind of, whether you choose to do that program or that system or not, but you learn more about what goes into it, fine. You spend your money how you want. What I'm trying to get you to understand is two things. One, all they're doing is trying to get you to buy their product. Whether their product has actually worked or not, that's debatable. And finding reliable sources that back up those claims is very tough, because the case studies they give may or may not be true. They could be actors. We don't know. Again, and I'm not out here to accuse or anything. I just am leery of those programs, because every time I've looked into them, and trust me, I've looked into a lot of them, they say the same things. So they say it's all in your messaging, it's all in your delivery system, and it's all in your marketing. So they're either going to tell you, our system tells you how to market, how to get in front of those people that you need to get in front of, or our system's going to tell you how to create a story, how to be interesting. So your posts need to be captivating in three different ways. They need to be either entertaining, informative, or show some sort of human side to you. And again, I agree with all three of those. I agree, if you're going to spend time on social media, that's where what you should be doing. So those programs aren't steering you down the wrong path. No, I like it. But they just told you that, right? Okay, so do that. Then they're going to, you know, again, if they're telling you about how to market your system, how to get your stuff in front of the right people, they're basically telling you how to put together their paid advertising to target it towards the right person, and then what to do on the back end, which is collect the intake information so that you can put out your newsletter, your email list, and things like that, so that you're constantly hitting those people who are already, you know, got their foot in the door, the ones that are most likely to then convert. And if you can get them into your funnel, then you can give them your consultation, whether that be via an online video or an in-person phone-to-phone, whatever it may be. That's where you seal the deal. And so they might even be trying to sell you on how to seal the deal. I've heard some programs that teach you how to close that deal. Now, the last thing is definitely then the delivery system. What's your platform look like? Are you using an app? Are you using Excel? Are you using a website? How are you getting your information to the client? And all of those things do matter. But here in about 6-7 minutes, I just told you exactly what you need to know. Now, you may not know how to do any of those things, And okay, buying a system that's going to tell you how to do those things is could be helpful, but I just told you what you need to go look at, so go look at those things. Now, if you need the extra help or don't want to take the time and just want to pay for it, fine. That's your choice. And I hope you're successful with it. And I mean that. I'm not saying good luck with that. I'm saying I do hope you're successful with that. Because, again, I don't know if those programs work because I've never done them. Okay? I've researched them up to the point where I spend the money to buy whatever it is they're selling. Whether it be the delivery system, whether it be their marketing system, whether it be their closing sale system. So it's one of those. And again, I definitely agree with those are the things that are going to make or break your product or your what you're trying to sell. But at the same time, I don't think that you need to spend all that money on those things. Because here's the thing, and this is my opinion, right? I'm not stating facts necessarily. I'm not stating proven, you know, data collected. I'm just saying what I feel is going to be the most bang for your buck in the long term. If you create something, if you do the research, if you go out there and you look at what's going on, and you look at what it is that's out there that can help you, and you build it yourself, you're gonna be a lot more passionate about it. You're gonna feel a lot better about whatever product you're putting out there because it's not gonna be compromised. You're not fitting your ideas into someone else's system. Now, if you just wanna follow someone else's system just to make money, like you love the fitness business, so you're gonna buy a system and run it and hopefully it works, okay. Okay, that might make you some money. You might be very successful. It's still going to take hard work, which I've already told you have to do. And it could be very rewarding because you're doing that hard work and you're taking this idea and you're making it happen. And there's nothing on earth wrong with that. But I truly feel that you guys listening to my podcast are in the vein that that sounds great, and yes, I want to make money, and an easy way is always there, or easier way, but a more fulfilling way is creating it yourself and doing it yourself. And I think you're going to learn more about these things. And so your success is going to be mostly driven on your research, on your hard work, on your preparation and execution, as opposed to following someone else's program. Now, when you follow someone else's program, again, you're still having to execute it, so there's still a lot of your work there, but at the end of the day, is it working because there's just some system that's out there, or is it because what you have to offer and the way you've put it together resonates with people? Because you always have to go back to what your mission is. Whether your stated mission of your business is, we're out here to make money and this is what we're doing, okay, do what you got to do. But if your mission is to truly help people and to truly inspire people, a lot of those programs out there, you know, if you get in a lot of people and you can truly help them and then take over and do your system, you're just using their template, then that's fine. But I want you to know that building your own systems, building your own funnels, building your own delivery systems is way, way, way more rewarding. And you're going to be able to do it exactly how you want to do it. And this is my biggest piece of advice today is that, and you've heard me say this before, you know, one of the things that at other places I've been that have been frustrating, and not bad, not a knock on those places, but frustrating was that the ideas that I've had, I wasn't able to carry out exactly how I wanted to do it when I wanted to do it. And I want to sink or swim by what Chelsea and I do. I don't want anyone else's input to have an effect on what we do. Now, it's not to say you can't take advice. On the last podcast, I said your inner circle. So yes, maybe your investors can give you some business advice. Maybe your, you know, your mentors that you've had can give you some advice, things they've done. But those are people that you trust. Those are people that are going to be helping you, that have your best interest at heart, not their best interest at heart, right? And so again, it's not to say you can't get advice. It's not to say that you can go, get help and take someone else's direction. It just means don't put out a program, don't follow a blank template and expect great success, even if you push that program perfectly. Because the passion may not be there, and it's got to be there. Because the passion is going to be what makes you drive yourself to do the extra research, to find out those answers, not just run a system and then upgrade or update the system with new equipment or a new workout every once in a while as it comes out. There's so many of those out there right now that you can just look, have come and gone over the years. There's been lots of different examples, and I'm not going to go through them all right now, but what I will say is there are other gyms that have been in business for a long time. I'm going to use a local gym in Greenville. And I admit, I don't know anyone personally at this gym. I've just heard of this gym. I do know people who work out there. But Britz Brothers. So a free plug, shout out to Britz Brothers. Again, if you're listening, I've never met you. I don't know who the owners are. I really don't know anything that much about you other than I've looked at your website. I know what people have said, and I've always heard good things. I've heard that they like to focus on big, heavy lifting. There are a lot of power lifters. They do some sport training as well, and I'm sure they do some personal training as well. That I'm not as familiar with, but I know that their reputation is powerlifting. Now, you look at the owners, or at least what I'm assuming are the owners on social media, they look like powerlifters. They look like they lift a ton of weight. So they're modeling what they want to do. They want to put that out there. Their ad right now, they're trying to bring trainers, is a guy, you know, who's getting jacked up for a big lift. That's who they're trying to attract. And they do that themselves. They're modeling it themselves. And they've been in business for a long time. Where other concepts have come and gone. Other circuit training concepts, other, prepackaged high intensity boot camp style, you know, gyms have come and gone. And it's not because the owner or the franchisee did not understand how to run the business, and not because they didn't run it exactly how the franchise told them to run it. It's probably because the product itself did not resonate beyond the initial excitement of what it was. And that's where building your own program and building your own system is going to pay off for you. Not only make it more rewarding to you, but also resonate with the people that you're trying to hit and keep you in business for a long, long time. So let me recap real quick, and then we'll be done. And oh, I am very close to being done in 30 minutes. I love it. If you build a program, now you may not know how to build a click funnel. You may not know how to be engaging in your post or be informative in your post or be open and human in your post. You may not know how to close the deal or deliver your system or get it in front of the right people. So those four tenets that almost every product you see out there marketed towards personal trainers is trying to sell you one of those types of areas, sell you on one of those types of areas, or multiple ones. And so it seems very attractive. Oh, I can spend my money here, and I don't even have to worry about it. It does it all for me, and it's clear, and it's slick, and it's presented well. Great. I don't have the ability to build my own website, build my own funnels, build my own app. Okay, Chelsea and I are unique. Not only do I have a lot of doctorate level training in coding and building websites, which I do, but I also have family, or Chelsea has family, that is extremely talented in that area as well. So we are lucky. Okay, so we can do a lot of these things ourselves because we have the technical know-how. But you may not, so you might have to seek that out. And if that's the case, that's the case. But I'm telling you right now, before you go do it, this is all I want. Before you go do it, look into those things, how to do those things. And it may be something that you just don't want to deal with, or you think that paying the money here is going to just be a lot easier. You know, if you buy one of these apps that, you know, lets you deliver your product very slickly, and it's $50 a month, okay, $50 a month, I can do that. That's very easily, I can afford that. And if my program is going to look good and be delivered well and be understandable and people are going to like it and it's user-friendly, then fine. But it still doesn't tell you how to market it and get it in front of the right people. So now you're going to have to look into something to do that. And, you know, my point is, do your research on these things. You probably can do a lot of it yourself, or at least some of it. And if you can only do some of it but need someone else's help or need to purchase some program to do the things you can't do, that's fine. But at least you've done the research and now you know you're buying something that's going to be not a waste of money, but also very helpful to your business. And then you can focus on the things that, you know, you're going to be really proud of. Again, Chelsea and I are very lucky with my schooling and her family that has the computer know-how. We can build some of these programs ourselves, and that's what we're doing. And so I don't have to spend the money on that. I can build it. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I'm going to be a lot more proud of this because it's going to have every single thing on there that I want, and it's going to do exactly what I want it to do. So take that, think about these programs that when you see the ads on TV, it's very slick, very cool, but at the same time, it may not be worth the money and it may not give you anything you don't already know. All right, have a great one and we will see you tomorrow.